Unit 10, Past Perfect, Track 21. Listen to the conversation between Jeremy and Andy discussing a surprise birthday party. Which problem is not mentioned?
Did you go to Belinda's party the other day?
No, did you?
No. But from what I've heard, it wasn't very successful.
Really? Why?
Well, to start with, a lot of the girls had made a real effort with their clothes, and they'd put on their best dresses, but the boys hadn't made any effort and were wearing jeans and t-shirts. Not really suitable for such a party.
Well, it's quite typical for boys, I suppose.
Yes, I suppose so. But that's not all. They'd ordered 20 pizzas, but only 10 were delivered. So by the time Belinda, the birthday girl, got to the pizza, it had already been eaten. She wasn't happy.
I can imagine.
And that's not all. When it was time to cut the birthday cake, everyone understood that Belinda's dog had eaten half of it.
Oh no.
Yes, Belinda's mum had forgotten that the dog was a big fan of cherries, and she'd left the cake right next to where the dog usually sleeps.
I hope the dog wasn't sick.
Surprisingly, the dog was fine.
Did anything else go wrong?
Well, the final thing was that Belinda's dad was late, and when he finally arrived, almost everyone had left, and the party had finished.
Poor Belinda. I should give her a call.
Probably a good idea.
Tick the other problems from Belinda's party, then listen again and check.
Did you go to Belinda's party the other day?
No, did you?
No. But from what I've heard, it wasn't very successful.
Really? Why?
Well, to start with, a lot of the girls had made a real effort with their clothes, and they'd put on their best dresses, but the boys hadn't made any effort and were wearing jeans and t-shirts. Not really suitable for such a party.
Well, it's quite typical for boys, I suppose.
Yes, I suppose so. But that's not all. They'd ordered 20 pizzas, but only 10 were delivered. So by the time Belinda, the birthday girl, got to the pizza, it had already been eaten. She wasn't happy.
I can imagine.
And that's not all. When it was time to cut the birthday cake, everyone understood that Belinda's dog had eaten half of it.
Oh no.
Yes, Belinda's mum had forgotten that the dog was a big fan of cherries, and she'd left the cake right next to where the dog usually sleeps.
I hope the dog wasn't sick.
Surprisingly, the dog was fine.
Did anything else go wrong?
Well, the final thing was that Belinda's dad was late, and when he finally arrived, almost everyone had left, and the party had finished.
Poor Belinda. I should give her a call.
Probably a good idea.